you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
This is the SoCal Update. I'm Cara Santa Maria. The ArcLight Theater chain, including the famed Cinerama Dome, is closing. Plus, the role of the state in preventing neglect and abuse at nursing homes. It's Tuesday, April 13th. With vaccination rates climbing and COVID restrictions falling, moviegoers are returning to the multiplex. But John Horn says one prominent theater chain nevertheless ran out of time and money. John, what's the story?
So if you live in Southern California and you love movies, these names should be very familiar. ArcLight Cinemas and Pacific Theaters. They jointly operate more than 300 screens in the state, including the iconic Cinerama Dome in Hollywood and a variety of high-end theaters that play both blockbusters and highbrow independent releases. It's also one of the first circuits to offer restaurant-quality food for in-seat dining. But the chain, which has been closed by the pandemic for a year, announced on Monday that it won't be reopening its doors. In a statement, the exhibitor said, quote, "Despite a huge effort that exhausted all potential options, the company does not have a viable way forward," unquote. And this follows the March bankruptcy of Alamo Drafthouse. That Texas-based chain opened a swank new complex in downtown LA just 2 years ago.
What's the reaction been?
Well, devastation. I mean, a lot of filmmakers have taken to social media to share their heartbreak. Rian Johnson, the director of Knives Out and The Last Jedi, said, "Every single person who worked at the ArcLight loved movies and you felt it." And Lulu Wang, the director of The Farewell, said, "Devastating. It's just too much."
So what will happen to the chain? Could someone buy it?
Well, this one sounded crazy, but now it makes a lot more sense. Netflix, which already owns the America Cinematheque's Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, could be a buyer, and there's an online petition to save the dome, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to sell the crown jewel and nothing else. So we'll have to see what happens.
Thanks, John, for that story. In a new investigation, Immediate Jeopardy, KPCC reporters found that a nursing home operator deemed unfit by the state has been allowed to continue operating and even expand. KPCC investigative reporter Ellie Yu joins us with more. Ellie, the investigation by you and Aaron Mendelson found that the state denied licenses to a nursing home owner, but the company's still running homes. How's that possible?
That's right. We looked into one nursing home chain in California called Renew Health. It's owned by Crystal Solorzano. Last year, state health officials denied Solorzano licenses to take over ownership at 9 existing nursing homes. Well, it turns out the California Department of Public Health license denials are not the final word. Solorzano has appealed those decisions. So in the meantime, her businesses can continue to run those nursing homes, which is allowed by the state.
So what does the California Department of Public Health say? I think a lot of people who depend on nursing homes to care for their loved ones assume that the state's providing some sort of oversight here.
The department declined our request for an interview, but they sent emailed answers. The department says it's following state law. In California, an aspiring nursing home owner can take over a facility first and then apply for a license no matter what their record is. The state says new owners can enter management agreements to operate a nursing home while their change of ownership application is pending. And they can continue to operate while they're appealing a denial. Some legislators have started to take note of these issues. There's a slate of reform legislation that's been proposed in Sacramento. One bill would require nursing home owners to get a license first before being able to operate.
Thanks, Ellie. And thank you all for joining us on this SoCal Update. We'll see you again soon.